swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
For over 100 years, Farm Credit of Oklahoma has proudly served our area's farmers and ranchers. So when it comes to ag lending, don't fret it. Call Farm Credit. You'll never regret it.
I've been on the verge of breaking. Couldn't find my way out of here. I saw you standing there waving, making all this hell disappear. You are my holy water. You are my river deep. Wash me away and take me high. 'Cause something about your love just sets me free. Something about your love just sets me free. I had my time being reckless, holding back my heart for too long. All those empty nights made me helpless, and I was fading like the end of a song. You are my holy. You are my river deep. Wash me away and take me high. 'Cause something about your love just sets me free. Something about your love just sets me free. Oh.
Start KECO.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your fish was never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in a way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here. Drunk, wash up in Austin.
I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex-
Here's a station you might like.
This is KECO, Elk City.
Seeing partly sunny skies in 78, this is the Paragon Noon News Break. I'm Jared Athup. The Clinton Police Department has released the identity of the victim in the structure fire that occurred late last month. According to officials, the victim has been identified as 45-year-old Michael Easter of Clinton. The incident occurred around 2 a.m. on May 25th in the 300 block of East Side Street when emergency services responded to a structure fire in a camper. When they arrived, the Clinton Fire Department found the camper completely engulfed in flames. After extinguishing the fire, the firefighters made the discovery of an unidentified individual's body within the remains of the structure. Upon discovery of the body, Clinton Fire contacted Clinton Police Department, the State Fire Marshal, and the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation to conduct an investigation into the incident. The family has been informed, and the investigation into the circumstances surrounding the incident remains ongoing. Okay. Recent rains and humidity have slowed down the wheat harvest in western Oklahoma. Here with the report is Paragon Ag News Director Jimmy Clark.
Wheat harvest 2024 is 50% complete. Rains have moved out of the area for the most part. Elevators are reporting a lot of movement in all areas of western Oklahoma. Yields in southwestern Oklahoma were around 30 to 50 bushels per acre. Central west Oklahoma, 40 to 50 bushels per acre. If the weather continues to be dry, harvest will be 70 to 80% complete by the end of the week. This is Jimmy Clark reporting for Paragon News.
Thank you, Jimmy. You can catch Jimmy Clark every Monday through Friday at noon on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. Southwestern Oklahoma State University has announced that they will host a Reach Higher Reconnect event on Saturday at 5 p.m. inside the Stafford Air and Space Museum in Weatherford. The event is open to the community and designed for individuals who have completed college credit but have not yet earned a college degree. Attendees will have the opportunity to speak directly with admissions personnel and advisors to learn about their options for degree completion. Recent graduates of the Reach Higher program will share their experiences and how the program has positively impacted their lives. On-site enrollment will be available, dinner will be served, and each attendee will even receive a gift. The Reach Higher Adult Degree Completion Program is aimed at adults who have successfully completed some college coursework but have not yet finished a degree. The program offers a Bachelor of Science degree in Organizational Leadership with a focus in one of four areas: business, education, psychology, or technology. These stories and much more on our Facebook page and website. Right now, partly sunny in 78. This has been the Paragon Noon News Break. I'm Jared Athup.
Country radio 96.5 KECO.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's going to be a rough day out here. We're doing the show out here in the wheat field. Two combines sitting here waiting on the humidity to come down so they can fire them up. Just had a great meal. I don't know who all helped with that, but I'll give all the credit to Mama Sherry. Anyway, we're out here 4.5 miles west of basically Delhi on 1260 Road out here at the Jake Dameron headquarters. And we just had a meal. It's good to go. But first, before we get to all the interviews with the families, because we got them lined up, what a wonderful family out here. 81 degrees at Hollis, 83 at Elk City, 82 at Arnett, 82 at Woodward, 84 at Slap Out in Texas, 84 at Lipscomb, 81 at, Miami. Not Miami, Miami. 80 degrees at Wellington, 79 at Odell. And I'm changing the show up a little bit, but we are going to definitely have a great show for you guys today. So anyway, it is live on Facebook, but it's just a picture emblem on my show because they're doing it from the studio so you guys can listen to it on Facebook. And how many... JD's hiding, Jack's standing over there, and they're actually getting an interview from Sarah with the Southwest Press, right? Yeah, Farm Press or Press? Yeah, so anyway, she's out here doing the pictures of the family. They got it going on over here. Jake's standing over there by the combine talking to somebody important probably. But anyway, so let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Ag Market update, Lipscomb dealerships, that is. Let me get it up here. I had it up a while ago. Wrong phone. I got three phones going. Thank God Sarah had AT&T out here. We wouldn't even be talking right now. But anyway, all right, here we go. July corn, 448, down 3/4. September corn, 451, down 2 1/4. Soybeans for July, 1178, up 3/4. August is down 3. Soybean meal for July, 361.50, up 220. August, 352.90, up 60. Soybean oil, July, 43.50, up, down 17. August is down 18 at 43.73. Wheat, not so good. Hard red winter wheat, July, 635, down 19 1/4. September, 648, down 17 3/4. Let me see if I can find the cotton. July cotton is 71.97, down 77. October 72.77, down 9. Sugar, you guys, I can see Brian Silk, Sugar Daddy's sugarcane field here, clear from Jake's house over here. Looks like it's suffering, being a little tight on the water. He must not be wanting to turn electricity on. I tried to get him to come over, but he wouldn't come over. So anyway, July sugar is at 19.09, up 30. Energy, West Texas Intermediate crude oil, July 78.73, up 83. And natural gas is down a little bit at 302 for July, down about 10. So anyway, we got that. Let's check out the animals. Live cattle, June 183.60, down 15. August is 178. 52 down 40. Feeder cattle for August is 257.60, down a nickel. September's 258.42, just changed on me. Hang on, was 258.42, down 25. So we're doing good on time, it looks like. Oh yeah, got plenty of time. Good. What's this? Lean hogs for June, 91.92, down 2, and July is 93.52, up 125. Anyway, that is your Lipscomb dealership ag market update. Well, she's already got her headphones on, so we're going to go ahead and talk. Her nickname is Annie the Phone Hacker. She hacked into my phone here a couple months ago, and I haven't forgiven her yet. So, Miss Annie, how's it going?
Good.
Good? Are you ready to talk on the radio?
Yeah.
Tell everybody who you are.
Annie Damlin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that with a force?
Yeah.
How old are you?
10.
What's your duties out here during wheat harvest?
Everything.
What?
drive the combine, help Mimi, fix dinner, and have fun.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do? Help Mimi?
Yeah.
Why? Because you get free food?
Yeah.
So have you learned how to do any cooking, helping her, or are you just washing the dishes?
None of it.
None of it? What are you doing then?
Oh, I know how to make cooking, that's all.
What kind?
No more, no less.
All right. So away from cooking, out here in the field, the wheat field, what's your favorite thing? Ride with Dad?
Yeah.
How come? Not a lot of people like him, you know that, right?
Yeah. he talks a lot and sometimes. It's fun to talk to him.
Oh, what's he talk about? Is he just talking to other people or is he talking to you?
Half the time, other people, half the time.
Yeah, so is that why you talk so much?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite part? What's the thing when you're driving a combine, what's the most important thing you're doing? What are you watching for?
You got to make sure all the heads get into the combine.
Right?
Yeah.
And what else?
You make sure you lift the header up, not the bottom part, because that's what I did last time.
So have you overfilled the grain bin yet?
No.
Have you spilled any unloading in the truck?
Nope.
Are you doing that, or is your dad doing it?
I do it.
Huh?
I do it.
You do it?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of combine you driving?
Lingo.
Which one? Which number?
7.
It's S77?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. What it is. Might be S97. I think it's 77.
All right. Let's start with Hutton. You want to? You want to hand the headphones over to him so he can talk to me? Yeah, come on. You got the perfect radio face. Come over here by the Hummer so the wind ain't blowing so bad in the mic. How are you doing?
Good.
Tell everybody who you are.
Hutton Jack Nicholson.
And is your mom, is she pretty good on the combine?
Yes.
How good? Really good?
Yes.
Is she as good on the combine as she is flying the drone?
Yes.
You hesitated. What's up? She's pretty good with the drone. So what all duties you got going on out here?
Well, I drive the combine, but that's pretty much it.
Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, I don't do a ton. I do help Mimi cooking a lot.
Right. There's a big bunch of people out here. She needs help.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to have her on talk about some of her special recipes. That was pretty good what we had for lunch a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm glad I came out here. I got a free meal.
Yeah.
So what grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade, so what are you, 10, 11?
11.
11? All
about
right.
To be 12.
About to be 12?
Yeah.
So what do you look forward to next year? Because you guys are about done with harvest.
Well, next year I am hoping to drive the combine more than
right.
I did this year. I didn't drive it a ton, but I also haven't been out here a ton. Well, I have been out here a ton, but.
What's a ton?
A lot. I've been out here most of wheat harvest, but. I did miss a little bit to go to church camp.
Well, that's all right.
Bible school, I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
No, that's all right. Got to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so is your goal to drive the combine more next year? What about, have you been to the grain elevators with any of the guys when they went and delivered grain yet?
No. Uh-huh. I do want to learn to drive the grain cart.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's the holdup? I need to talk to the boss for you. Who's the boss? Who's the boss?
Of what?
The whole operation.
Pappy or Jake? I'm mainly Pappy, but when Pappy's not here, then it's Jake.
Right. What if they're both not here? Is JD in charge?
No.
Or your mom?
I guess mom.
Cool. You guys got a big family out here. You got a great family out here, so I'll bet you have a good time out here.
Yes.
Yeah. Is the week doing pretty good? What you've seen so far?
Yeah.
Yeah? How can you tell?
If there's any green in it.
Because it's rolling into those combines?
Yeah.
All right. So which combine did you get to drive? Your mom's?
I learned on the S77, but I've driven more on the S97.
What's the difference in the two, in your opinion?
Well, the S97 has a bigger cabin and a header.
Right. How big's the header on?
45 feet. 40 feet.
40 feet. So the other one was 35, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, how fun was that?
Pretty fun.
You got to watch the, when you get to the end, turning, don't you?
Yeah.
I bet they make a couple circles around there.
So yeah, so that you have some space to turn.
Turn around. I got you. And then you've done it both ways, by yourself and with auto steer. Which way do you like better?
Auto steer, you can focus more on the header and how much wheat you're getting in.
Right.
Without auto steer, it is a little bit harder. Well, yeah.
You got too many things going on, don't you? He's a smart kid. He answered that right. You answered that right. You don't want me on the combine. It's been a long time since I drove a combine. That was like a John Deere 77-20 and 88-20. That's been a long time ago. So, anyway, cool. Well, let's get your sister on. You want to?
Yeah.
All right. Hang tight here. We're going to get Hutton. Is that right? Harper. Harper and Hutton. I'm sorry. Anyway, all right. Harper.
Hi.
I bet you're 11, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
You and I didn't know you guys were twins till earlier, so cool.
Yeah, he's 2 minutes older than me.
Well, you're the better looking one.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, so tell us about wheat harvest so far this year.
Well, a lot of wheat to cut.
Yeah?
Lots of it.
You got a lot cut so far, too, haven't you? Because you guys started way early. I mean, you was cutting way before a lot of people. But anyway, so what's been the funnest part so far this year?
Probably driving the combine.
Is this your first year to drive a combine?
I drove a little bit last year, but I wasn't here that much.
So I got a little serious this year?
Yeah, I helped Manny last year.
Right? Cooking?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite dish to eat in the field?
I like Wilma's casserole.
What's all in it?
It's like meat, potatoes, cheese, and green beans.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
What did we just have just now?
It was like a taco casserole.
I got you. Pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I haven't got the dessert, but it's sitting in there. I hid it away from Ann. So, anyway. So, driving the combine, is that the only thing you basically done out here in the field so far?
Well, I drove the grain buggy or the tractor and the grain cart one time.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
You didn't go back to do it again? What's the holdup?
Well, there's usually other people driving it.
Right, I got you. So, and I'm guessing you drove your mom's combine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you drove them both?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite?
S97.
S97, okay. I'm going to ask you
actually,
the same.
I like 77, though.
All right, there we go. Now we got a conversation. How come? Header short, narrow?
Well, I like the header better. And also, I don't know, it's just the other combine, it's like, I don't really like the cab. It's like, it's all glass here. And the air conditioner's up the top. I like the other one because air conditioner's on the wall.
Oh, wow. You have been paying attention. You're just like your brother. You both must be pretty smart, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so... All right, so you said you like the header better on the S77. How come?
Well, the other one's bigger, and I don't know. It just, I just like it better. And when you go up and down, it's in the S97, you have to, like, it just barely goes up when you click it. When you go in the 77, it just goes more when you click it one time.
Better, it comes up faster. It reacts faster. That's the word I was working on. React. Well, you know, that is a big old header over there on your mom's combine.
Yeah.
So it probably weighs a tad bit more than the one on the S77. So anyway, what are you going to do the rest of summer after harvest?
Well, we're going to go to church camp.
Right. Where are you going to church camp at?
Luger.
Oh, down Luger on the south side of the lake down there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, cool. You look forward to that. What else are you going to do? You going to help him come out here and get all the ground ready for fall?
I'm going to show my horse.
Oh, yeah? What kind of horse you got?
He's a quarter horse.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
she's like chestnut, like brown.
You guys live in Clinton, right? Yeah. Is that where he's at?
What?
Is that where your horse is at? What's his name? Is it him or her?
Him. Well, I have two, but I ride Oki. That's his name.
Oki?
Yeah.
Is that, why did you name him Oki? Because you live in Oklahoma?
Well, no, because his registered name was Kodo Oak.
Okay.
So we just kind of like, just started calling him Oki.
All right. And where are you going to show him at? City, probably?
I think it's in Chickasha.
Chickasha? And what's the show about? What do you
it's
show?
A state riding? Horse show.
Huh?
It's a state horse show.
I gotcha. So what all are you going to do? You talk to me. I'm not a big horse person.
Like ranch riding, trail, reining, that kind of stuff.
I gotcha. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour, and we're going to take us a Taylor Ranch break. And we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
If I tell you that I'm gonna fix something you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 7th. 1,244 head were sold, 7 head of steers at 324 brought 422.50, 5 at 497 brought 312.50, 6 at 553 brought 306, 8 at 672 brought 250, 6 at 749 brought 244, 9 at 815 brought 247, 10 head of heifers at 416 brought 326, 11 at 540 brought 246, 5 at 688 brought 220, 3 at 713 brought 228, 39 at 890 brought 208, butcher cows were 28 to 156, butcher bulls brought 113 to 195, bred cows were 1325 to 2525, pairs brought 1035 to 3350, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag. We're out here at Jake Dameron's headquarters, 4.5 miles
basically straight west of Delhi. We're out here. The Damerons are on. The whole Dameron family's here. JD disappeared, though. I scared him, I guess. But anyway, they're got the combines starting to fire them up. It's starting to dry out. But first, before we get back to wheat harvest, Dozer, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. Humidity is at 64. Temperature 79. Dew point 66. Winds are out of the south at 8 miles an hour. So far, month-to-date precipitation, 1.39 inches of rain, 8-inch soil temperature, 76 degrees. Well, I got Sarah, the oldest of the Dameron kids, along with her papa, her daddy. Anyway, Jack's coming on with us, believe it or not. But anyway, Jack and Sarah, how long have you guys been doing this?
I'll be done at 49 years.
I guess I've done it 40 years.
40?
The time laying in the cab at the combine.
Anyway.
The rest of the time cutting.
Well, I've been paying attention to you guys on Facebook for the last few years, and Sarah, your hand, when it comes to combining, is she your best combine hand?
She's pretty good.
She is.
I can't point her out. She's really good.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Anyway, Sarah, so you've been doing this 40 years, and you act like that's nothing to get on there, and you're good with the cotton stripper, too. With the baler. And so, anyway, what is it you like about it?
Well, my favorite thing is just being out here.
Right.
I always say the best thing is just being, you know, spending all the extra time with family, even though I only live an hour away. But when I'm out here, I live out here for a month or two during harvest. And for me, that's the best part, just, you know, sitting around talking and, you know, the meals and the late night talks and just being with family is really the best thing.
So did you, when your dad and mom were doing custom harvesting, did you ever go on the custom harvesting? Did you go that?
Yeah, I went forever.
Right. When did you guys quit custom harvesting, basically, on the road?
Quit in 2013.
13? Okay. Anyway, where did you go, all guys go? Just think back.
I mean, we went to... Me and Sherry went to Rolla, North Dakota, which is on the Canadian border. Then we went to Sterling, North Dakota, till Sarah had to start back to school. When Sarah got old enough to go to school, then we had to send them boys home. School was going. Sherry wanted to teach, so we started turning them around in Colorado and started farming more.
Farming more. Do you miss it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've only been on it a couple times, and it was a blast. The farthest north I got was Valentine, Nebraska. And some big old wheat fields up there, too.
You just missed the people. I mean, we got really good friends where we was at. We still talk to a lot of them.
Right.
So, but I don't know. It's just a deal, you know. A lot of work, but a lot of good times. Like Sarah said, we spend a lot of time together just BSing.
Right.
You know, a lot of families get to the lake, and that's great, but ours is in a wheat field.
Yeah.
So, no different. I mean, everybody's got their own choice, and that's how we chose ours.
So have you ever skied behind the combine?
No.
I remember when we were combining wheat, you know, there's a lot of people going to the lake where I'm sitting on the top of a grain truck watching them go by with the boats on the back of your deal. But you know what? It didn't bother me because it was a good time in the wheat field.
One thing about it, I'll say this, and I'm going to go. But 4th of July, I saw it in Kansas. I saw it in Oklahoma, and I saw it in Colorado. In about 30 years, I saw it in a cab of a combine.
All right.
And you can see it in them fields. You can see all of them towns, and that was one of the important deals to me. So I've seen the 4th of July all up through the week. So.
I got one last question for you about combines. You've been doing this 49 years. How many different varieties of combines have you tried? Do you know?
I started with a C2, and I've always been a gleaner. We just walked them up the ladder.
Just walked them up. They just improved as they come out and improved. Well, Jack, yeah. Thank you so much for
you
coming
bet.
On the
Y'all
show.
Yeah.
I'm not done with you, Miss Sarah. There you go. Anyway, By the way, you got a couple pretty bright kids there.
Well, thank you.
They look like they were, or they seem like they were paying pretty good attention in the combine. And they might be twins, but one liked the 97 and the other liked the 77. That's pretty good. So what's your best memory that you can think of off the top of your head, harvest?
I mean, I just go back to spending time with family.
Right.
You know, I had my drone out flying this year, and there was about 15 of us, or there was a lot of us there that day. And I snapped a picture of us all sitting around eating lunch, and I said, it doesn't get much better than this.
No, you know, I've seen those.
You know, there's just so many families that, you know, that aren't close, or they don't, you know, spend time together, and, you know, just getting to spend all the extra time, you know, together and, you know, trying to raise the kids out here and teach them, you know, what hard work is and teaching them, you know, I tell them, if you want to make money, you got to be a good worker.
Right.
You know, and somebody will hire you one of these days and pay you good money.
Right.
You know, and so instead of sitting in front of screens or something, get out here and get dirty and, you know, learn some skills.
Yeah, and they are.
So, and they are. The twins this year, you know, I said they got a personal lesson with their pappy. He gave him about a 3-hour each lesson, and then I looked out, and he's out. My dad's out walking in the field, and the kids are driving the combine by themselves. And I said, I remember exactly what that was, because that's what my dad's notorious for. He'll teach you for about 5 minutes, point everything out, and then he's out. And then you're just left to figure it out. But that's what he's done for 49 years, and it's worked, teaching kids. And, you know, you pretty much got to put them in there and let them trust them.
You got to. That's what it is about trust.
So, anyway, it just brought back good memories, or scary memories for me, because I remember he used to teach me, and then he'd be gone. And I'd be out there to unload on the run. And back then, we didn't have auto steer, so
right.
I was, you know, doing everything. You know,
right.
And then he'd be out walking in the field.
Yeah, he's pretty good, Jack.
Yeah.
And anyway, so do you enjoy auto steer?
I like it. I mean, it's kind of what Hutton said. You can, with auto steer, whatever, you know, thing you're driving, whether it's a tractor or a combine, you can pay attention to a lot more other things that's going on versus, you know, having to drive it.
Right.
And, you know, the auto steer has taken the pictures and the droning up another level. Because the fields look so good and so clean and so straight, and, you know, it makes it harder on the grain cart driver with auto steer, because
right.
the grain cart driver's got to get over there because we can't move, right?
Right.
So without auto steer, you could wiggle over there and, you know, get it in the grain cart. Well, with auto steer, the grain cart driver's got to get over there, or, you know, because we can't move or we'll be off.
So. Are we going to have some volunteer week?
Yeah. So.
What's the most important thing when driving a combine? What's the most important thing to you as far as operation of it?
Like, what's important for me to pay attention to? Or,
yeah.
I mean, I guess one of the things is just listening. You know, I've driven it enough to know, like, if something sounds off, right?
Right.
Because you can catch a problem if you're paying attention. You can tell by the vibration of it. You can tell by the sound of it what, you know, if something's off or a bearing is going out or something like that.
Right.
You know, that and, I mean, just, we never hardly ever back up. My dad always taught us if we could go forward, go forward.
Forward.
Because even if you don't, you know, even if you think you know where everyone is, you never know really what's behind you. So
yeah.
That was something that he always told us. If we can go forward, go forward. And, you know, just paying attention.
Yeah, that's,
you know, not
that's,
hitting
that's
anything.
A big safe, that's a big safety factor.
Yeah.
You go forward, go forward.
Yeah, go forward, go forward.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, anyway, so back in February and March, I had a lot of FFA kids in the studio, and I asked them all questions about going on wheat harvest, because that's what I did one of my years in high school, and I think it was the best trip, best lesson I ever had. And nowadays, there's so much sports activities going on. You know, church camp's not a, you know, everybody gets to go to church camp. If you're working on wheat harvest in high school, you know when church camp is. Anything, what do you got to say to some of those kids out there right now that wasn't raised like you guys were? Go try it.
Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat. I mean, me and Jake talk about it all the time. You ready to go? Ready to go again? I mean, it was hard work, but it was truly some of the best times of our lives.
Right.
You know, and we just love it. That's why we keep coming back. You know, just the people that you meet, the time you get to spend together, and, you know, we really learned how to, you know, we learned how to work hard and take risks. I think that's one of the biggest things, just watching my dad, you know, take risks and, you know, never knew what was going to happen, but we just had faith that if we showed up and kept showing up that, you know, the good Lord would provide. But We Harvest, if you have a chance to help somebody, you know, I played sports all over, but if I could go back, and I literally say this all the time, if I could go back, I would do ag and FFA stuff, because I feel like just in my entire life, like, those are the things that help me the most. Right? I like sports, but if I could go back and do one thing, you know, just, that's why I've got my kids out here, you know, just really learning, you know, trying to teach them what hard work is. And so if somebody has a chance, I've talked to a lot of people who've been on We Harvest or, you know, they helped a farmer, and they always say the same thing. Like, it was one of the best things that I did.
And you never forget it.
Yeah. I mean, and you get to see things, you know, you get to go, you know, travel up north, see things, go to places. You know, just like the experiences that you wouldn't get, you know, just you didn't do it, right? So, you know, I would totally tell somebody to, you know, try it out, and then hopefully they have a good cook like Mom, because everyone will say you'll probably gain about 8 pounds on Wheat Harvest. She's going to cook you 3 meals a day, and she's going to have dessert at every single meal, and then she's going to get up and do it again the next day.
Right.
So, like, that's one of the biggest benefits. Make sure they have a good cook. Now, if it's up to me and Carrie, they're hosts. But Mimi is going to make sure. Yeah, if they're up to me and Carrie, we got pizza and sandwiches. But Mimi rarely brings us a sandwich. And she really holds it all together.
Right. Yeah, she's the backbone of the family. And if she's not cooking, pretty much, she's probably chasing parts, isn't she?
Chasing parts, or now she's chasing grandkids.
Yes, yeah.
But as soon as she gets done with lunch and they get home, she's, you know, washing dishes, ready to go again. Literally cooking at midnight last night because she knew she had this today.
Well,
so she's always...
Your dad can't stand still.
Oh, I know. He is raring to go.
It was good. So I remember, you know, you was talking about it's fun, it is. I remember the last Wheat Harvest I went on back in the 80s. That's how long ago it was. And everything, whether good or bad, you remember off those Wheat Harvests. I still remember we had a Ford F700s or 800s, I can't remember, that would haul 400 bushels of wheat. It's just a dump with a drag axle on it. But I still remember being up in the back of the truck covering up with wheat, because up there, Valentine, Nebraska, the mosquitoes are big as sparrows. And so the off didn't bother them. But, you know, you just remember stuff like
that. That's how it was in Kansas. They used to have the biggest fighting flies, and we'd roll up, and they would, you know, you remember all kinds of stuff. There's good times and bad times, but usually at the end we can laugh about.
Oh, yeah.
Laugh about getting mad or something not going right. Or.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And appreciate your kids, and appreciate Jack coming on. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to get to the head cook. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
From pump to pump. pivot. Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. And let me bring it. I don't have my computer up, so I've got to do this by Tim, hang on here. Doing the northwest, and let me get Beaver. I got Beaver up real quick. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update for Beaver, Oklahoma. It's hot, 88 degrees, dew point 63, humidity 43. I'm sure the combines are rolling up there. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 18 miles an hour. 24-hour rain total, zero. Today, 96 for a high, 68 for a low tonight. Hot tomorrow in Beaver, Oklahoma. At 103. Well, on the set of headphones over here on the other side is probably one of my favorite ladies in Western Oklahoma, and that's Miss Sherry Dameron, and she's in charge of this whole operation. What a operation you got!
Great. Yeah.
Anyway, don't you get shy on me yet, because you're not shy. But anyway, Sherry, first of all, you have a wonderful family.
Thank you.
You have a really good family.
Between I think so, too.
Jake, Sarah, JD, the grandkids, the daughter and the son-in-laws and all that stuff. You got quite a... Yeah, and he's the baddest of the grandsons, huh? Anyway, is he the only grandson you got? No, you got two. Yeah, that's right. You got two. Anyway, the combines are rolling, huh?
Yes, they were ready to go.
Yeah, and so you and Jack been doing this 49 years, is that what he said?
41.
41, he's been doing it 49?
We've been married 41 years.
Yeah, there we go. I get that number straight.
There you go.
And so You guys have been to one side of the country to the other, and you raised kids, had fun, and tell everybody about it.
1983, when we got married, I didn't know what I was up against, I don't think. He told me a little bit about it, but I didn't know how overwhelming it would be to start. We got married May 28th, and we cut around Sayre and Delhi, and then we headed north, and with the hard hands and campers, and it was pretty tough. I didn't know how to cook, really. I came from a big family, but I really didn't have to do much cooking, so I had to learn and just kind of called my mama a lot and his mama a lot and just said, how do I make gravy? How do I do taco salad? There's no Googling, no Pinterest, so yeah. I had to call my mom and mom-in-law, and so that's how I got through it, really.
Was that on a payphone or dial-up?
Mainly payphone.
I got you. And so, anyway, what's one of your most favorite meals to cook for out here?
Hutton tells me to say takeout.
Takeout?
Good answer. I like to cook. Like I said, I didn't know how at first, and I just, you know, trial and error, and they don't ever complain. You know that they're gonna eat whatever I bring them. I do steak and taters. I do a lot of casseroles with the veggie and the bread, and always a dessert. So I have a menu I make and try to stick to it. Of course, there's always changes, but I do a hot meal at lunch and then some type of a sandwich, you know, it for the evening. So I don't have to do so much cleanup.
Right.
But I like to do it all. I like to bake and I like to cook. So the cleaning, not so much, but that's part of it. But I've got helpers now. These little ones will help me.
Yeah, because every one of them that was on the show with us earlier, they said, like, Annie, what's your favorite thing? Points at Mimi. Well, anyway, so from here all the way up to the Canadian border and back, you guys have traveled, and it's like Sarah said, there's some good times and there's some bad times, but it all ends up being good at the end when you're done and everybody's home safely and all that stuff. So do you miss going on the road?
No, I do not.
There you go.
Yeah, the people, again, like Jack said, we have a lot of friends and still keep in touch with some of them. So that was a fun time when we had to sit, you know, in the rain or whatever and got to visit or play cards or whatever with other harvesters. That was fun. And the people, customers we had too, that was nice to know some really neat people. So, but I like staying home and not being in a hurry and not being too stressed out. So.
And cooking in your own kitchen.
Cooking in my own kitchen. That's great.
Oh, anyway. Mrs. Dammer, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to take our last Sailor Ranch break, and then Jake, and what's her name? It's coming on. I'm kidding. Anyway, they're coming on. Jake and Carrie's coming on after that. We're going to finish up the show, so we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
KECO's Pickin' in the Park returns to Elk City's Ackley Park this Thursday. The free concert starting at 8 p.m. will feature Cody Brewer, Cooper Twyman, J.C. Aquarius, and Caroline Grace. Pickin' in the Park is presented by Edward Jones financial advisor Joshua S. Thomas, also Gas, Hutches, and the Tips Agency. Come on out and enjoy good music at KECO's Pickin' in the Park this Thursday in Ackley Park in Elk City.
CNH Feed and Supply carries nothing but the best brands, including that tried and true Stillwater Milling, Crossbrand Horse Feed, Antler Max Deer Protein, and so much more. CNH also has a diverse selection of hay, and don't forget about those hassle-free, biodegradable lick tubs. CNH Feed and Supply is the place to shop for all your farm, ranch, and hunting needs. CNH, serving the area since 1926. Visit your local CNH, and they'll get you all fixed up.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit.
and we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Have you priced or paid for airport parking lately? As my old gramps used to say, it's higher than a cashback. Well, here's a better option. Park for free when you fly out of OKC. At Wyndham Garden OKC Airport Hotel. With at least one night stay, you'll get 15 days of free parking at the Wyndham Garden. And you can enjoy a free hot breakfast buffet. The Wyndham Garden is conveniently located 1.5 miles south of the airport. So come on and park for free when you fly out of OKC. Only at the Wyndham Garden Oklahoma City Airport Hotel. Visit them online at WyndhamOKC.com or call 405-685-4000.
Do you need a new ride but worried about your credit? Have you been turned away from other dealerships because of your not-so-perfect credit score? Hey there, it's Amanda with Wendy Nissan in Elk City, and we have a high batting average of getting the impossible deals done. And on top of that, we accept any and all trade-ins. If you gotta push them in, pull them in, or drag them in, we'll take them. So come give us a shot here at Wendy Nissan in Elk City and let us help you get into a new vehicle today. Choose the Wendy way at 114 Access Road in Elk City.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I'm out here. Sorry about the wind, folks. We're trying to get out of the wind, but I'm out here 4.5 miles west of Delhi. We're at Jake and Carrie's place here, and wheat harvest. The combines are rolling now, and so Jake and Carrie are here to talk with me. But first, let me give you the Hobart Farm and Garden Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. Eric, Oklahoma, is 84, feels like 86, humidity's 53, dew point 65, the winds are out of the southwest, 13 to 19 miles an hour. 89 for a high today, looks like we're going to get there tomorrow or tonight in 66, and hot tomorrow, 97. Well, here's out next standard of the Hummer in the middle of a wheat field. Jake and Carrie, hello.
Hello. How are you, Mr. Jimmy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for letting me come out today.
We've had a blast.
Yeah, and we had there's more in your guys' family than I thought.
We have a big family. I'm very blessed.
Not including cousins and uncles.
Exactly. Just this little immediate family we have is amazing. Amazing.
Okay, Carrie, I asked this earlier. Which is your favorite, wheat harvest or peaches?
I have to go with peaching because it's really good for America. Just on the farm seasonally. And not that I don't love this boss.
Which one pays the best?
This one pays $0 an hour for Dameron Farms. Still pays the best. So. And they have the daycare and air conditioning all the time. But the cooking's a little bit better.
Right.
No offense, one. Pretty good. No offense, Drake. He said, love me to come back full time, but I just bored me, especially at the rate I'm at.
$0. Huh? I didn't hear you.
I probably can't. That's true. That's true.
All right. So this is, how old are you?
34.
So this is probably what, your 30th year in the field?
Pretty much. I've never missed a summer yet.
Right.
I started driving when I was in between 7 and 8, and I would just drive a little bit when my mom brought meals out on the combine. And
right.
And then when I was about 11, that's when we started full time.
So did you guys get to go on custom harvest?
Oh, yeah. I never missed a summer from the time I was born until my mom and dad quit in 2013. And actually, there was a few years my mom and dad had to come home and take care of the farm, so I would take care of the crew, and it would just be me and the hard hands up there on weed harvest, and I did that for about the last, ever since I graduated high school until we quit.
Which was in 2013, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you got lots of helpers coming up.
We got lots of helpers, yeah. Yeah, very blessed. I'm very blessed with three daughters, and they're all workers out here on the farm, so, yeah.
So you guys aren't thinking custom harvesting again, are you?
No, we always would love to, but I will say one thing. It is nice to sleep on our own bed, and when we're done with wheat harvest, instead of rushing around and hurrying up to Kansas, we just get to clean them off, put them in the barn, and start working the ground.
Do you think that the availability of help, and speaking of help, tell everybody who you guys' help is.
Yeah, we got Dalton Aldridge. He's been with us for a long time. He's our main hand out here on the truck driving, and he's an all-around helper. We got Tucker Walker. He's on the grain cart, and neither one of them want to do an interview, so I'm going to give them a shout-out for making an awesome crew this year and making the harvest go good. I had a cousin named Eric Chaot. He was out here for 2 weeks helping us, and he had to go back to the city to his real job, and I'll give a shout-out to him because he always ran the other combine because me and Kerry, we were always we always plant cotton, so this is actually our second day to come back and help with the wheat harvest since we first started.
Right.
Gary got to drive the grain cart for about 5 days. I got to help truck, and then ever since when it rained, we started planting cotton. And pretty much our second day back.
Can I see on TikTok you were on a spray rig here a while back?
Yeah, it's like flying in there. Like, I don't know why I complain about being. No, I like it, so I guess the next thing I'll be trained up on.
I got you. So, what's your favorite part to do so far out in the field?
I am a world first.
Yeah.
I've trained Tucker.
I've heard her say that.
I have a shirt. Bought it.
See, where did I hear that? Last year when you were, Casey was combining corn. Were you running the grain cart?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I caught some corn for him, so my main gig besides planting cotton. It's nice because I don't have anyone on bond hollering at me. You're saying, I'm ready. I'm waiting on a truck. Is that y'all back yet? So, the grain cart's kind of there in the middle. And I'm on the cotton planter. I just down and go.
All right. You guys done planting cotton?
First time. So, hopefully, we don't have to reach.
Right.
Most places, all the stands look really good. And we had a pretty good planting season. So, we had good luck with the planter. So, yeah, thanks. And I got to give a big shout-out to Kerry helping us out here on the farm. She'll jump in and do anything. She'll plant, drive the sprayer, drive the grain cart, move it. So, you know, we give a lot of credit to my mom, but I got to give a lot of credit to Kerry because she helped me in my operation more than anything I could ever ask for. So she's been a very big blessing to my operation. And she's a huge operation to the whole farm because she's not also great at driving the grain cart or doing whatever. She stacks all our cotton bales too when we're harvesting cotton. So. And she's a plow hand, so she's a jack of all trades around here. So.
You got corn growing. First time growing corn?
Yes.
And I get Snapchats from him. He's like a little kid in a sandbox.
I am enjoying the corn crop.
It is fun.
It's real simple too. I enjoy it a lot better than farming cotton right now. I don't have to spray all the time.
Right. And I remember 2 years ago when Casey planted late corn and I planted late corn down in there, Daryl did down there at Granite. Oh my gosh, I had to go down there. I treated it like a little tomato garden. Just wanted to watch each step and what's happening. When it needs water, when it doesn't need water.
Yeah, I agree with that. It is a very, very enjoyable crop to grow so far.
Right. And so, anyway, what's next? Harvest, are you wrapping it up here?
So when we get down here, we always run our combines together. Hardly ever split them. My dad never liked that. I've never liked it. It's kind of boring by yourself. We've always had two combines.
Right.
But after this field, we're going to split them. I've got to go cut a couple little fields, and Sarah's going to take her combine, and we're going to cut some brand new seeds, and then we'll finish it out. We should finish it out tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for letting me come out here today.
Hey, we really appreciate it. It's been been so fun out here.
You're going to have to take Annie back with you.
Right. Oh, that wasn't like part of the deal. So you know what? I'll take you. You want to go ride in the Hummer? There we go. Anyway, I'll take her. So anyway, you've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark out here at the Dameron Ponderosa during wheat harvest. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow. This is brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, Oklahoma. God bless.
We're like the drill in your toolbox.